This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. In a victory for environmental groups, the U.S. Senate has blocked a vote on a bill that would have removed U.S. EPA oversight of ballast water from commercial shipping. The bill fell 4 votes short of the 60 needed to bring it up for debate on the Senate floor. A rider on the Coast Guard Authorization Act would have given the U.S. Coast Guard sole oversight of ocean water brought into the Great Lakes by ships. Conservation groups say the ballast water brings invasive species that threaten the lake's ecosystem. Lobbyists for the shipping industry say the bill aims to create a more uniform set of ballast water regulations. Ohio's U.S. senators were split on the issue. Rob Portman voted in favor of the measure, and Sherrod Brown voted against. The Ohio Supreme Court has upheld the constitutionality of Ohio's death penalty law. State House correspondent Karen Kassler has details.
Attorneys for 54-year-old Maurice Mason claim that since the U.S. Supreme Court threw out Florida's death penalty because it gave execution sentencing power to judges and not juries, Ohio's law is also unconstitutional because judges impose sentences. But Marion County Assistant Prosecutor Kevin Collins told the Ohio Supreme Court in January that the law says a judge can only sentence someone to death on a jury's recommendation.
It's just, it's proper, and it is constitutional.
The court unanimously sided with the state, saying the judge's authority comes directly from the jury's verdict. Mason's death sentence for raping and killing Robin Dennis in Marion in 1993 was overturned by a federal court. He's awaiting a new sentencing hearing. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Akron Public Schools is now facing 3 federal lawsuits after giving access to a man conducting a fake Scared Straight program. 26-year-old Christopher Hendon pleaded guilty last month to 31 charges, including impersonating a police officer and kidnapping. He was sentenced to nearly 6 years in prison. The latest case was filed Tuesday on behalf of a mother whose son has a learning disability. The suit claims the boy was emotionally distressed and thought he was going to jail after Hendon handcuffed him to other students. The lawsuits are seeking a combined $74 million. Cleveland officials are blaming last weekend's flooding on a University Circle construction site. Heavy rains on Sunday caused a sewer grate at the Doane Valley Storage Tunnel project to become clogged. Contractors were digging a large tunnel to collect sewage and stormwater before it reaches Lake Erie. Cleveland.com reports the clogged grating caused the site to flood, sweeping water and debris down MLK Boulevard. The Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District is investigating other factors that may have led to the flooding. Standardized testing has been placed on hold at some Ohio schools over login issues with the online system. The vendor that distributes the tests, American Institutes for Research, says it's working to fix the problem. Students currently taking tests were not affected. The University of Akron has named an interim president. Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, John Green, will begin working with outgoing President Matt Wilson May 1st. Wilson announced he'll return to teach at the law school in July. He's currently a finalist for president at Utah Valley University. Green has been with the university for about 30 years and is the former director of the Bliss Institute of Applied Politics. Trustees say they will conduct a national search for president. A federal appeals court has unanimously upheld a decision that says a Planned Parenthood defunding law backed by Ohio lawmakers and Governor John Kasich is unconstitutional. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles has the story.
The law has been on hold since abortion rights advocates filed a lawsuit 2 years ago. It would allow the Ohio Department of Health to strip $1.5 million in tax funding from Planned Parenthood. Lawmakers say the measure simply steers federal funds intended for women's health care away from providers that also offer abortions. A 3-judge panel from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has agreed with a lower court that said it's unconstitutional to withhold those dollars from Planned Parenthood. The state could ask the full federal court to consider the matter or appeal it to the U.S. Supreme Court. There's no word yet on what the state will do. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A Canton woman will serve 6 years in prison for posing as a doctor and trying to administer a lethal dose of an opioid to an ailing elderly woman. Prosecutors say the plot by 41-year-old Lily Bruoni and a relative of the elderly woman appeared to be an attempted mercy killing. The victim was revived with the overdose reversal drug naloxone. The elderly woman's relative, Nicole Daly, apparently believed Bruoni was a doctor. Cuyahoga County is planning to lease land for a new public park along the west bank of the Cuyahoga River. A council committee approved a 25-year lease of 2 acres near the Veterans Memorial Bridge. Cleveland.com reports the $1 per year lease is a symbolic partnership with more than 20 organizations developing the Irish Town Bend Park. The deal is expected to get a full council vote next month. This is WKSU.